Muhammad is my guide, Muhammad is my teacher, Muhammad my beloved Rasulullah.
I want to be like you.
Like you.
In everything I do, Ya Rasulullah.
I want to walk like you, talk like you, read my Quran just like you.
And we have not sent you, but as a mercy to the world.
I want to be a servant of God like Muhammad.
Be like Muhammad, live like Muhammad, see like Muhammad did. Muhammad, Rasulullah.
A'udhu billahi min shaitanir rajim, bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Dear brothers and sisters, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. We are going to narrate a few traditions, ahadith and azkar that have been reported in different Shia books, but they are collected in Sunan al-Nabi by Allama Tabatabai. And of course, Allama Tabatabai is one of the well-known scholars, and he is a great mufassir, he is a great exegete of the Holy Quran, and the book Sunan al-Nabi is one of those books that contain traditions on the Prophet's lifestyle, the Prophet's behavior in conduct and custom. Inshallah, we are going to discuss those du'as and supplications one by one. As I mentioned in one of the previous episodes, the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, recited du'a, recited a supplication on every occasion to express his gratefulness and thankfulness to Allah, and to praise Allah for whatever God bestowed on him. Now, brothers and sisters, the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, it has been, of course, narrated from Ja'far ibn Muhammad, from Imam Sadiq alayhi salatu wasalam, from his fathers, and from Ali alayhi salatu wasalam, that the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, used to recite this dua in the third rak'ah of Maghrib prayer. And this is the dua that he recited. رَبَّنَا لَا تُزِغْ قُلُوبَنَا بَعْدَ إِذْ هَدَيْتَنَا وَهَبْ لَنَا مِنْ لَدُنْكَ رَحْمَةً إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْوَهَّابُ. He used to recite the following zikr in the third rak'ah of the Maghrib prayer. رَبَّنَا لَا تُزِغْ قُلُوبَنَا بَعْدَ إِذْ هَدَيْتَنَا وَهَبْ لَنَا مِنْ لَدُنْكَ رَحْمَةً إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْوَهَّابُ. Our Lord, make not our hearts deviate after you have guided us aright, and bestow your mercy on us. Indeed, you are the All-Munificent. Also, this is verse 41 of Surah Ali Imran. And you can find it this verse in the Holy Quran. But the Prophet, peace be upon him, used to recite this in the third rak'ah of the Maghrib prayer. Now, the Prophet also recited some other azkar and some other du'as in the qunut of the witr prayer. The witr prayer is the one unit prayer. It's a one rak'ah prayer, which is offered after midnight before dawn, and it's called witr prayer. Witr means one. Okay, witr prayer means a prayer which consists of one unit, one rak'ah. The noble Prophet, peace be upon him, used to seek forgiveness 70 times in the witr prayer, and then he would say 7 times, هَذَا مَقَامُ الْآِذِ بِكَ مِنَ النَّارِ هَذَا مَقَامُ الْآِذِ بِكَ مِنَ النَّارِ. And of course, this is the dua and the zikr that is recited in Namaz Shab or Salat al-Layl. And of course, those of mu'mineen who offer Namaz Shab, they know where to offer this zikr and how to offer Namazi Shab or the night prayer, midnight prayer. هَذَا مَقَامُ الْآِذِ بِكَ مِنَ النَّارِ means this is the position of the seeker of protection with you from the hellfire. Also, the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, used to say in the qunut of the witr prayer, what did he say and what did he recite? He would recite, اللهم أهدني في من هديت وعافني في من عافيت وتولني في من توليت وبارك لي فيما أعطيت وقني شر ما قضيت إنك تقضي ولا يقضى عليك سبحانك رب البيت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك وأؤمن بك وتوكل عليك ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله وَلَا حَوْلَ وَلَا قُوَّةَ إِلَّا بِكَ يَا رَحِيمٌ. So this is the dua that the Prophet recited in the Qunut of Witr prayer. O Allah, guide me as those whom you have guided, and grant me well-being as those whom you have granted well-being, and take care of my affair as those whose affairs you have taken care of, and bless me in what you grant me, and protect me from the evil of what you have decreed. Verily, you decree and nothing is decreed upon you. Glory be to you, O Lord of the house. I seek forgiveness from you and turn to you, and I seek refuge with you and rely on you, and there is no power or might but your will, O most merciful. So look at the meaning of the Prophet's zikr. It is so profound, and it's full of, a monotheistic message. It suggests how subservient the Prophet of God is, and how humble he is when he prays to God. Humility is so important in prayer and making a dua. Sincerity is so important. If a person is not sincere in his du'as, if a person is not honest in what he says and what he speaks to Allah and what he communicates to Allah, then his wishes, his prayers will not be fulfilled.
You are my one true love, taught me to never judge. Now all I want is to be with you. صلي على سيدنا مصطفى على حبيبك نبيك مصطفى اللهم صلي على سيدنا مصطفى على حبيبك نبيك مصطفى.
Of course, it has been narrated from As-Sakuni, from his forefathers, Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq alayhi salatu wassalam, and from his forefathers, that whenever the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, opened his fast, he would say, Allahumma laka sumna wa ala rizqika aftarna, fa taqabbalhu minna dhahab al-dham'a, wa abtalat al-uruqu wa baqiya al-ajru. Now, of course, we do have other zikr, other recitals, other supplications to recite before opening our fast. But the Prophet recited this zikr, okay? There is no doubt that the Prophet did not suffice to reciting only this dua. He recited different duas. And this is one of the duas, one of the supplications or one of the azkar that the Prophet recited. Allahumma laka sumna wa ala rizqika aftarna wa taqabbalhu minna. O Allah, for you have we fasted, and with your sustenance have we opened our fast, have we broken our fast. So accept it from us. The thirst has gone, and the canals have become full, and only the reward for fasting remains. Wa baqiya al-ajr. Okay? Only the reward for fasting remains. Just as I mentioned, as I stated in one of the previous episodes, that the Prophet recited a zikr, a dua, in every situation, on every occasion. And this is one of the occasions, one important occasion, fasting in the month of Ramadan, or fasting in any month, on any given day. So it doesn't matter when you're fasting and on what occasion you are fasting. It is important that you recite these du'as. And these du'as and supplications, of course, suggest and indicate your humility, your feeling and your sincerity, and also your monotheistic feeling, because it's all submission. It's all surrendering yourself to Allah. Allahumma laka sumna. O Allah, for you only we fasted. Wa ala rizqika aftarna. And only on your sustenance have we broken our fast. So accept it from us. That is very important. And just as I said, there are many traditions that are similar to this. Okay. For example, Allahumma laka sumna wa la rizqa aftarna wa alayka tawakkalna. And these are the traditions or hadith or zikr that have been transmitted in our sources and recorded in our sources. They are recommended to recite before opening our fast. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Be like Muhammad, live like Muhammad, see like Muhammad did. Be like Muhammad.